Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight we're doing a very special show, even though I always say that. Tonight the theme is white, illegal aliens. Those illegal aliens that came into our country and fucked up work and peace and security and sanity. These white Christian illegal aliens spreading their savagery across all of the Latin and Caribbean nations and wiping out their culture, all of the continent of Africa and all of the native peoples here. Later on, we're going to tell them why they need to go back where they came from. Meanwhile, before we get into all that, tonight the theme is white illegal aliens. We've got a lot of great tunes. It's not all going to be aggressive. In fact, we're going to let one of the greatest stars of Latin culture, Selena, sing a song of love to the anti-illegal alien crowd. But first, let's play a song by a band who has recently reunited. And at ReverendBookburn.com, you can see their Dance Like a Monkey, a brand new video link from YouTube. Yes, the New York Dolls are together again, and we don't have their new release, but here is a classic old one entitled Personality Crisis. Lord, make this machine work. Thank you, Mr. Ed. Do you hear a personality crisis? Bye-bye. It's number one. It's right, this. Push a button. Monitor. Hello. I'm not the New York Dolls. Alright, here's one. I started it over because I started to hear something. It's playing. It's one. Lord, we asked you to play CD1. Thank you.
Oh, what it seems. Woo! That's scandal.
Scandal, scandal, scandal. Down, down, hey, hey.
Could bring the government to its knees.
Right down to them knees. Yo, get my bad, please, 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 down, down.
This is a warning, 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 warning.
Day, the dead.
for all the folk. For all the simple folk. For all the good old down home folk.
Alright. Straight out of London town. Here's an interesting bit of conspiracy theory for you.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old US of A. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
It's the only explanation of Bushy boys and Islamic fundamentalist. He's three quarters of the way through his plan already and no one's even noticed. There must be a damn fine Al-Qaeda training camp they got down there in Texas.
Yeah.
Getting him to pretend he's as thick as pig shit was a stroke of pure bloody genius.
Yeah, George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. Trained by Al-Qaeda in the heart of Texas to fight for the faithful army. He's now in the process of uniting the rest of the world against the good old USA. The land of the free will come crashing down if he has his way.
Trust me. Decided over and has been directly involved with one of the worst financial disasters of a generation. Every move he makes seems to be directly against the interests of his nation. Haven't you noticed? He's used the media to increase the social insulation of an already fairly blind population since the McCarthy days. And now he's declared war on Islam just to increase the consternation. As far as I can see, there's only one explanation. George
Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
Interesting conspiracy theories, cause no one knows what the fuck's going on. We're all looking for explanations. The most interesting one I heard the other day was that the West was controlled by genuine democracies that actually represent the will of their populations. Only the one about the aliens, the Antichrist, and the Freemasons is more laughable. Ha, 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 ha. I think my theory is much more plausible. Let me tell you about it, goes like this. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. It really is the only explanation I can see for his truly anti-American foreign policy. Now at this point I would ask you all to sing along with the chorus normally, if it wasn't for the fact that there are cameras on the premises and the CIA might be requisitioning the tapes at any time. So, I recommend that under all circumstances, catch you though this number is, you do not sing along. You do not even smile. I recommend the most you do is tap your feet. But you do that at your own risk. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. To fight for the faithful army. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously.
George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, obviously. George Bush is an Islamic fundamentalist, 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 mentalist, mentalist, fundamentalist.
George,
I'm Casey Kasem, and you're listening to American Top 40.
Just heard Capitalist Casualties doing Jesus's Whore, Drinking Alone, My Dad Kills for the USA, and Bioplague. Before Capitalist Casualties, you heard The Rub doing George Bush is an Islamic Fundamentalist. Before that, Ghetto Priest did Masters of Deception. Cable Car Theory did Come Together. Selena did Two Solo Two. And started off with the New York Dolls doing Personality Crisis. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org. And the shows are also uploaded and available for free for later broadcasts at the time of your choice at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All .net. Thanks to Flock with No Shepherd and Miss Pastor Rex Cat. And of course, the shows are always updated and linked, and announcements and full information at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, write to Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Enron Ho, Bush, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Upcoming shows on The Reverend is In. The very next show will be Abstinence Makes the Church Grow Fondlers. And that's going to be like our shows we've done a handful of times in the past, the Rehab for Pedophile Priest shows, introducing them to adult sexuality and adult erotica. But we're going to take it a step further when we do Abstinence Makes the Church Grow Fondlers. After that, Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps, in which the Reverend, with permission from the Lord, will go back in time. And we will, of course, encounter Sacco and Vanzetti during their trial. We'll meet Emma Goldman. We'll revisit the Christian Crusades and their torture chambers, witch burnings, FBI founder J. Edgar Hoover and Drag, McCarthy, Nixon, the Day of the Priests No Marry Proclamation, and we might revisit Kurt Cobain, since so many dipshits have written delusional books and made films about him. And the Reverend is negotiating with the Lord to see the Beatles live, but I don't think we're going to get that. But we will do an interesting show when we do Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps. And we'll, of course, warn the native peoples of this land, all of the peoples of Latin and Caribbean cultures, and the entire continent of Africa, that the Americans are coming. In addition to Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps, we will be doing Human Services Need the Military Budget, Go Home, Columbus, and a theme that is brand new, not announced yet, but forthcoming, the Ronald Reagan Memorial Cesspool. Yes, another thing from the land of dipshittia are these people running around naming everything after him, and there's even a campaign to add to Mount Rushmore to have the likeness of his head. And in addition to one of the dollar bills, the Washington, D.C. airport, and a few billion other things, but we wanted to come up with something a little more appropriate to name after one of the bloodiest Nazi dictators of the last half of last century, the most spectacular terrorist in the world, meaning the killer of more civilians than could possibly ever be calculated. So we're going to name a cesspool after him. He was also one of the greatest destroyers of the environment before W. Numbnuts Bush. So we're going to name a cesspool after him, the Ronald Reagan Memorial Cesspool, and that will be fun. All of that is to come on The Reverend is In. Updates always at ReverendBookburn.com. Tonight, the theme is white illegal aliens, those savage, barbaric Christians that dared to illegally become aliens in this land slaughtering cultures and replacing it with their brand of Christianity. Destroyers of work as we knew it in this land. Destroyers of peace, security, sanity, and all things that were a part of the native cultures on this side of the ocean. And we have a very special guest. We have with us Mr. Gino. Now, if you don't know who Mr. Gino is, he's still alive, actually. At least we think he's alive. He resembles a living person. Mr. Gino's is a guy who runs a Philadelphia steak shop called Gino's Steaks, which has a sign that says English speaking only. And so he gets a lot of people from the South Philly hoods and a lot of the tourists from South Street. And in Philadelphia, Gino's Steaks is like a famous landmark. And then he got publicity when the corporate media kissed his ass and gave him a lot of free advertising for being the racist and the anti-illegal aliens stand that he took. And, of course, other ignorant rednecks decided to follow his example. But Mr. Gino has decided to turn over a new leaf. And he claims that he has amended his ways, and or at least modified them. So we wanted to get him here and ask him what exactly he had in mind, because we were thinking of pranking him, bringing a few busloads of non-English speaking people to tie up the lines at his steak shop. But we decided instead to invite him on the show. Hello, Mr. Gino.
Yeah, hello. I come here from South Philly, and you said something that was correct. You said that I was going to, change the policies, and that's what we're doing. We're going to change the sign from English speaking only to you must speak a Native American language to get one of our grease shit burgers or cheese steaks.
Wait a minute, Mr. Gino's. Are you saying that somebody has to speak the language of one of the Native American cultures to do business at your steak facility?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You have to speak that. It, for one thing, our boys don't like to work too hard, and they don't like all those big lines outside of our business. Sure, it generates a lot of money, but we get a lot of money anyway through all kinds of means. So we don't really care about the steak business. You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is weed out a lot of the people who waste our time. And we're only going to give service to the people who speak the Native American culture. And if they don't like it, they can go back to South Philly or walk further down South Street and find some other place to unload their money.
Well, okay. Well, then thank you, Mr. Gino's. I guess we were a little bit too eager to give you the Asshole of the Week award a month or so ago. And I guess we had you all wrong. You're not going to be one of these English-speaking-only kinds of people. And I guess we won't prank you. Okay, thank you for appearing on the show. And let's see. We're going to deal more with this exciting issue. Capitalist Casualties is in the background. We'll just cover a little bit of news and get back to the music. I'm already talked out. Let's see. We're looking for information on a DVD called The Commitments. I believe it's all psychedelic bands in the 1960s, and I believe Pink Floyd is included in it in their early phase with Sid Barrett. If you've seen it or if you're familiar with it, please write to the Reverend and discuss that. Let's see. Do some a little bit of movies and reviews. We did not watch that horrifying ABC / Disney propaganda bullshit docudrama about September 11th. We watched mostly comedy and stuff and kind of escaped it all. We saw Jon Stewart's Daily Show, the September 11th show that was reshown on September 12th. The greatest hits of Candid Camera, and what wasn't that something that rocked? A yes, shaking of the head. We saw yet another clergy sex scandal movie called Amnesia that it wasn't meant to be a comedy, but it was pretty funny. And then a Nixon-related movie was intended to be a comedy and succeeded, and that was called Dick, and that is very highly recommended. Another radio-related film called Keep Your Distance. Let's see. And then we were kind of in a strange mood, but we watched Natural Born Killers, one of the worthwhile films by Oliver Stone. His World Trade Center movie bites Rush Limbaugh's ass. But Natural Born Killers was pretty trippy. And, of course, Dead Poets Society, can never get sick of that. And as kind of, I don't want to use the word homework, but as a follow-up to this white illegal alien show, it is recommended to watch Martin Mull's The History of White People in America, Part 1, A Time to Kill, based on the John Grisham novel, and Mississippi Mazala, which is also mushy and romantic, besides about the racial themes. Okay, let's see. At ReverendBookburn.com, if you skip all the links, at least check out the first link on the new White Illegal Aliens 2 posting from today, This Modern World cartoon. The goofs on the ABC Disney Pravda-like propaganda piece, which is a classic at Working for Change. And let's see, at Working for Change, I believe .org instead of .com. And the Soma documentary from Brazil. And for a good laugh, you can check out thechildrenoffatima.com, which is a theater show. I believe that's only in Philadelphia. We're in Philadelphia at present, as is the Rocky Horror Puppet Show. And let's see. Further down in the first White Illegal Aliens posting, the New York Dolls Dance Like a Monkey video is very highly recommended. They are reunited and, as you can probably tell, the Reverend is just a tad excited about it. And that's it. All right, talked out, so let's I'll go further down to the old ABC posting and check out Max Blumenthal's Discover the Right Wing Network Behind ABC's 9/11 depiction at a Huffington Post. And, of course, Rick Santorum's Republican Child Molesters, which is a little bit below that. Let's see, what's coming up? Little Kim, The Grabless Charlestons. Corporate Avenger has their say about white illegal aliens. But first, let us play an absolute classic by Afro Man. This is called Because I Got High.
Roll another blunt. Yeah. Oh, good. La 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 da 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 da. La da da da. La da da da. La da da da.
Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could've cheated and I could've passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. La la da da. Now I'm jacking off, and I know why.
Turn the shit off.
Yeah. Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Come on, man. Don't,
no.
Come on.
Go. I messed up my entire life.
Go.
Because I got high.
Go.
Go. I lost my kids and wife. Because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I don't know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La da 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 la da da da. He really is high, man.
Shoop shoop shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bee bop. Doo wah.
JM, y'all.
Come on.
JM, y'all. Come on. JM, y'all. So deep, come on.
I know a dude named Jimmy used to run up in me. Nighttime, cause he drunk off the Henny and Remy. I didn't mind it when he fucked me from behind. It felt fine, especially when he used to grind it. He was a trick when I sucked his dick. He used to pass me bricks, credit cards and shit. Suck him to sleep, I took the keys to the Jeep. Tell him I'll be back, go fuck with some other cats. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer. Whole hop, raw top, and my man's dropped. And his homie Jimmy, he's screaming, gimme. Lay me on my back, busting nuts all in me. Every 10 times we fuck, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Put me in Chanel's, kept me out nice. Call sucking his dick, blocking the mic. It was something about this dude I couldn't stand. Something that could've made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Say what?
I don't want dick tonight.
Come on.
Eat my pussy right.
Little Kim, little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know a dude named Ron Dude, push a Q. Had a wild crew on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weed spot, used to pump African Black. He used to steal his bag, so his workers wouldn't tap. I used to see him in the tunnel with buckets of Dawn. Whisper in my ear, he wanna get his fuck on. I dug him, so I fucked him, it wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't, I ain't frontin'. The sex was whack, a four-stroke creep. I jumped on a dick, rode his ass to sleep. He called next week, asking why I ain't beep him. I thought
thought Jazz was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new path. Could he come over right fast and fuck my pretty ass? I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double glass. Only way you seeing me is if you eating me.
Come on.
Downtown taste my love like Harvest Brown. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone. Screaming.
I don't want dick tonight. Eat my pussy right. I don't want dick tonight.
Yeah.
Eat my pussy right.
The moral of the story is this: you ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this, and I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I've been with. They ain't hit shit till they suck their tongue in this. I ain't with that front and shit. I got my own bins. I got my own ends. Immediate friends. Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digit figures. Good dick I cherish. I can be blunt. I treat it like it's precious. I ain't on front. But limp dick niggas that's frontin' like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
Yeah.
I don't want dick tonight.
Say what? Come on.
I don't want dick tonight. Eat my pussy right.
JM, y'all.
I don't want dick tonight.
It's JM, y'all.
Eat my pussy right.
Mafia. It's JM, y'all.
I don't want dick tonight.
JM, y'all.
And the attitude towards the Indians was that of Christian superiority. The Indians were read a proclamation in Spanish, which they had no hope of understanding. They had no hope of understanding the death sentence they were being read. And it went something like this. We ask and require you to acknowledge the church as the ruler and superior of the whole world, and the high priest called Pope, and in his name the King of Spain, as lords of this land. If you submit, we shall receive you in all love and charity, and shall leave you, your wives and children, and your lands free without servitude. But if you do not submit, we shall powerfully enter into your country, and shall make war against you. We shall take you and your wives and your children, and shall make slaves of them, and we shall take away your goods, and shall do you all the harm and damage we can.
2,000 years ago, we were all tribal. King the missionaries with the fucking Bible. 1492 began the termination. The Holocaust of our Indian nations.
you heard N.O.T.A., one of the songs that I believe did not stream during last week's 9/11 Eyes Wide Open show. N.O.T.A. did Propaganda Control. Before that, Kidnap did No S.S. Corporate Avenger did Christians Murdered Indians. Grabless Charlatans. The Grabless Charlestons did Misery Loves Company. Lil' Kim did Not Tonight, and started off with Afro Man doing Because I Got High. This is Reverend Booker, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is White Illegal Aliens. And we're having a good time dealing with the white Christian illegal aliens and other savages tonight. We had a good laugh, and of course it was great that Mr. Gino from Gino Steaks popped in to tell us about his new policy of serving only people who speak Native American languages. And we were glad to see his big turnaround and the fact that it's unnecessary to prank him by bringing in busloads of Spanish-speaking people to tie up his lines, which we did want to do. But anyway, the former recipient of the Asshole of the Week has talked about the error of his ways, so we're going to forgive him and let him implement his new policy. And let's see. We're going to have a speaker also from one of these Stop the Illegal Alien groups, but he could not make it with us, but he did send a message, so we'll try to give you the crux of that message, which is to all of the people who send letters to the media, put up signs, and of course the pundits and the right-wing talk show hosts, etc., etc. White illegal aliens, live your words and beliefs. Go back to where you came from. You white Christian savages, do the right thing for once and take a true stand against illegal aliens. Go back to Europe at the earliest possible flight. For all of your generations of victims, we beseech you, wake up, people who are not white Christian illegal aliens. In the name of Leonard Peltier, Martin Luther King, the Puerto Rican nationalists, and people all over this hemisphere and the one south of us, take a stand against these Euro aliens. Alright. What else is happening? Big thanks, by the way, to Mr. Ed, who is doing engineering, and DeMonica, who is actually helping. And it's funny because we are kind of similar in terms of computer functionality, but we're keeping it together. And so far, according to these little things that look like Rush Limbaugh's member when he's not using Viagra, and these little dials, things seem to be flowing pretty smoothly. So that's pretty cool. Let's see, on the future show, we're going to have readings from the new legitimate biography about Dr. Timothy Leary, the one that's on Barricade, published by Barricade Books, not that idiotic bullshit bashing bio that's more tabloid-like, that is featured in Rolling Stone and probably, you know, endorsed by Rush and Rave and all these kinds of people. So that will come up. The next shows are Abstinence Makes the Church Go Fondler, Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps, Go Home Columbus, and Ronald Reagan Memorial Cesspool. Okay, big thanks to Hippie John and the Mac Goddess for recent visits, as well as their animals. And let's see, what else is in Book Donor News? Alright, that's it for now. Let's see. There's so much shit to play, so we'll play that so we don't run out of time for all the tunes. Let's play something from War. If it feels good, do it. And that's from hiphopslam.com/war. And let's play a track by Azeem. This is entitled Bush is a Gangsta.
Hi, this is that guy from that old TV show your parents used to watch. I'm standing in front of these starving people outside this Rwandan fly factory as a propaganda technique to let you know that for the price of a cup of coffee, you can send the CIA and other clandestine intelligence services to underprivileged nations around the world for experimentation in chemical and biological warfare, torture training, political assassination, and the most popular of all, population control. Keep going? Okay. Well, after your first donation, you will receive a photo of your adopted agent in some distant land like Somalia or the Gobi Desert, digging a well or administering a shot to unsuspecting natives. You see, folks, together, we can make a difference. Together, we can change the world. Brought to you by the Peace Corps. And now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
And repeat, everybody.
George Bush is a gangster.
George Bush.
George Bush is a gangster.
Rigged election now.
George Bush is a gangster.
I said the pimp.
George Bush is a gangster.
George
Bush is a gangster.
Pushing drugs.
George Bush is a gangster.
Cut off your fingers.
George Bush is a gangster.
I say it's a baby eater, y'all.
George Bush is a gangster.
Big Pimp USA.
George Bush is a gangster.
Mafioso.
Three, one.
made clear to all. One by one, we're keeping them on the run. One by one, we're keeping them on the run.
President Bush.
President Bush.
Go home and die. Die. Die.
That's a hard part right in there.
Commander. In the Battle of Afghanistan, we destroyed the Taliban. In the Battle of Iraq, from Pakistan to Philippines to the Horn of Africa. Thank you all very much, Admiral Kelly, Captain Card, Major Combat, and General Fear. When I look at the members of the United States military, war is what they got. Not to brag, but this is George W. Bush, the President of the United States. He went in there and liberated those children from the prisons, liberated those adults from those torture chambers, and he did it without your help.
Wrong, Tom, wrong.
Against the wall.
pensarás. Lejos de la carne, te quedarás en otra opción. Pero Italia. Y ellos laten muy fuerte. Cuelgan guirnaldas de luz en la noche y hacen fiesta por toda la calle. Yo me despido que me lleva la muerte. Ellos me abrazan y me dan buena suerte.
my fucking back. Is this my life? Is this my life? But they said it. You wanna take it somewhere? There is one of us.
Lord, this is Reverend Bookburn. We need to pray to you. You see, two of the world's most notorious despots, war criminals, and dictators are crumbling. And even though we like to see their regimes crumble, we also feel just a little bit sorry for them. You see, George W. Numbnuts, piss poor impersonator Forrest Gump Bush, and his favorite toy, Tony Blair, seem to be crumbling in a major way. And while we want them to crumble, we want them to crumble gently. So, Lord, please bless them while we play them a song that is about the two of them and is also a goof on Wag the Dog. This is for Tony and Georgie, and it's entitled Shoot the Dog. Alright, well, you're supposed to be hearing Shoot the Dog by George Michael, but it is not coming through. So let us proceed to Super Clean. Let's see. We'll have to play One Big Texas. I think it's because somebody recorded all this shit. Yeah. Well, see, Miss Terry works.
Have you been able to play that CD at home?
No. Just like the Asshole of the Week stuff. And maybe it's just not working at all.
The CD or the CD player?
Because this should be, yeah, that side of it. Because
the highest morals ended.
Yeah, it's like Skippy. Alright. Let us change machines and give you what we teased you about giving you. George Michael doing Shoot the Dog. Lord, make this CD player work, we beg of thee.
Black boots marching with a back against against the wall. Silence greets the moonlight and the rain comes pouring down. Flooding down in Houston and fires in the town. You gotta read it in the paper, hear it on the radio. We've got Texas steam and it's ready to blow. He's making his play, don't get in his way. Or you'll hear from Ashcroft and the CIA. He's turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. Turning the world into one big Texas. Yeah, turning the world into one big Texas. Take a look now, first in the shed. Negative spin on that CNN. You gotta fight them with your music. You gotta fight them with your pen. You gotta fight them with the phone calls and the letters that you send. Cause there's additional cracks in the Liberty Bell. And the water's running low in the American well. We gotta burn down the brush. You gotta turn up the heat. You gotta book a flight to Crawford and buy a front row seat. Because W's got a mission and W's got a plan. Yeah, W's got his pistol and it's burning in his hand. He's turning the world into one big Texas. 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 Texas tornadoes, Texas blues, Texas cowboys, and Texas news, Texas rangers, Texas food, Texas overflowing with GW's crude. Give me a T for Texas and a T for traitor, T for terrible, the current dictator. I got a T for twisted, T for truth, and a T for the tornado that they just set loose. Cause he's turning the world into one big Texas. 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 Dick. You got Lay and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick. You got Lay and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick. You got Lay, you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick. You got Lay and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick. You got Lay and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick. You got Lay and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick. You got Lay and you got Coleman. You got Bush, you got Dick, you got Lay, and you got Corbin.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on.
And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's time. Oops, interrupted. Lard, please cure the impotence and sexual dysfunction of the sexual dysfunctionaries who are blessed in this beautiful West Philly neighborhood with their excessively volume sirens. Thank you, Lard. Now, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. Sunday, September 17th, 2006, at readingwalter.org and reverendbookburn.com. Asshole of the Week is Pastor Troy Newman. Pastor Troy Newman is the head of an anti-abortion extreme group with ties to many violent Al-Qaeda clones, anti-choice army of God terrorists called Operation Rescue West, which has been attempting to damage doctors and pro-choice people by investigating their backgrounds. Well, his plan backfired, because after he attempted to investigate Wichita doctors and surrounding areas, the mighty clinic defenders, the maggot punks, led an investigation about Troy Newman, which revealed his criminal associations, criminal activity involving money laundering, massive property holdings, and violations of his tax-exempt status, which he has now lost. So far right-wing Christian supremacist and holy terrorist Troy Newman, also a racist, also a bushy, also a white, illegal Christian alien. Troy Newman of Operation Rescue West, you are Asshole of the Week. Definitely heard enough of their sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from Radio Left doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Before that, Super Clean did One Big Texas. George Michael did Shoot the Dog. 7 Seconds did Racism Sucks. This Is My Life and Anti-Klan. Before 7 Seconds, you heard Los Fabulosos Cadillacs doing El Carancero de Gilles / Sueno. Before that, Tom Robinson Band did Up Against the Wall. Tino Corporation featuring Ben Stokes did Dub, Commander-in-Chief, and started off with Azeem doing Bush is a Gangsta. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is white illegal aliens, and it's been fun goofing on those buffoons. And since it is too late to erect a wall around Europe, which way too little too late, we figure we should learn the lesson from George W. Dumnuts, piss-poor impersonator Forrest Gump Bush, and begin immediate deportation tribunals, starting with the Bush regime, Oliver North, Reverend Jerry Falwell, and other people who more than slightly merit being top of the list. Alright, I'm going to give a plug because these folks are advocates not only for people who are immigrants, but all people who are surviving the city and to survive the city of Camden, New Jersey is no small task. And to be an advocate for people in the city of Camden is even harder. And this great man, Tom Naki, has run a homeless shelter called Levin House for years, is a part of the Greater Camden Unity Coalition, does not have email or a web page, and has written a fantastic book. And even though it's about Camden, it's good for anybody even remotely interested in urban organizing and advocacy. It's entitled Common Sense for Camden, subtitled Taking Back Our City by Tom Naki, K-N-O-C-H-E. And since there are few stores that sell the book, and since there are really no way to really give him a plug, we have to give this snail mail address, which is, and this is worthwhile, and there's no price on the book, and the Reverend forgot how much he spent for it, but it's Common Sense for Camden, care of Levin House, which is, I got it at Atlantic Books in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, in response to Demonica's question. Common Sense for Camden, care of Levin House, 644 State Street, Camden, New Jersey, 08102, and USA if you're from Rudd. And it's interesting and worthwhile, no matter where you are from, because it's thorough, it's well documented, not just the corruption and all the bullshit, but also the history of advocacy and the ideas of those who've been advocating since the 1960s for the people, whether immigrants or several generations impoverished or any at-risk community whatsoever. And they've been advocating for them for decades. Finally, this tremendous book came out, and nobody knows about it. Hence the plug. In fact, I'll write all the shit at reverendbookburn.com. Let's see. Again, future shows are Abstinence Makes the Church Grow Fondlers, Hitchhiker's Guide Through Time Warps, Human Services Need the Military Budget, Go Home, Columbus, and the Ronald Reagan Memorial Cesspool. All right, be sure to check in at reverendbookburn.com. There'll be updates, which nights were off, which nights were on, and which theme is next. The next one is definitely Abstinence Makes the Church Grow Fondlers, because that's too much fun and urgent. And the shows of 2006, almost half of them, I would say, are now available at for free, as always, at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4, All.net, including the last show we did, 9/11, Eyes Wide Open. We did have some streaming problems, and thank the Lord that Flock with No Shepherd and Pastor Rex Cat did a lot of little mixing and healing so that show is presentable, as well as the Passion of the Anti-Semitic Drunk Driver, Ken Lay's funeral show, Everybody Gets Laid, and other recent shows, all uploaded at radio4all.net. All right, let's do the credits, and then we will do a final song. You want that book, Demonica? All right. It's really good. And the book, Common Sense for Camden, will be plugged at reverendbookburn.com. Yes, it requires a stamp and old-fashioned snail mail and to contact Tom Naki, who is not really technologically in this century thus far, but it's so worthwhile. And these folks, the Reverend has met these people, and they are just fantastic, doesn't even begin to describe them. Okay. The Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's White Illegal Alien Show. Thank you, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Bob the Caretaker, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Edward Gold, Flock with No Shepherd, Pastor Rex Cat, Tim from PriestsGoneWild.com, Dr. Susie, Mr. Zvi, Mr. Scott, Ms. Terry, Lord Jesus, Justin, Lady Simone, Mephistopheles, Diane Fornbecker, PriestsGoneWild.com, ProChoiceLeague.org, Alternative Tentacles, Joe Keithley from DOA, and Sudden Death Records, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Holy Bloody Mary, Laura Ruskell, Lady Pixian, Cecilia Fire Thunder, Dallas Blanchard, Barf, Biblical America Resistance Front, Paul Krasner, Infidel Guy, Everlasting Godstopper, Dark Lady, Clinic Defenders, Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, Darren Deicide, Catherine Moon, Ibogaine Researchers, Tube Scorcher, Chris James, Lobo Red, St. Anne Marie, C. Haggie, Leela Walla, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, the Lucy RCAA and Rahil Pro-Choice Groups, Axis of Music, all of Radio Volta, Bookburners Worldwide, to Mr. Ed, who did the engineering in the tradition of the late, great Marlon, the great engineer, and who saved our ass tonight. And, of course, to DeMonica. Thank you. I went to Jersey Red, yes. Thank all of you. And again, the next show is Abstinence Makes the Church Grow Fondlers. Next Sunday, after that, not sure what the schedule is. There's one, possibly two events coming up before that. And we will get around to the readings from the new Timothy Leary book, I Have America Surrounded, which is fantastic timing because it is on the heels of the bogus tabloid Leary bio that's being promoted by Rolling Stone and a handful of progressive sites that like to bash the countercultures. And let's see, we'll read from the Leary book, and we'll catch up on the old shit that's been neglected for weeks. And let's see. That's it for the news. I know I'm forgetting something. I write to the Reverend Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and let us know how the stream is going, because we didn't even know last week until somebody told us that there was a lot of fucked up things happening with the streaming about 20 minutes, roughly, although the show was patched and uploaded at Radio 4 All. Okay. Anything you would like to add? Mr. Ed, anything you want to add? I'm good. He said. Okay. Well, that's it. Check out ReverendBookman.com. Click on the links to the Dr. Susan Block blog for the Reverend's comments on September 11th, Bush Hate Rising, and Evil Landlords. And we will play one closing song and then say goodnight. This is by Crucifix, and the song is entitled Prejudice. Good night. We'll be right back.
song.